playoffs are always exciting, especially when the fan bases are as electric as tonight's were. And for tonight's High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank, we traveled out to cover the Midview Middies versus the Olmsted Falls Bulldogs. Two teams who know each other and play during the season against each other, but this time they're not competing for a conference championship title. They're competing for the opportunity to go down to Ohio State and get that state championship title. With a final score of 56-35, though, the Midview Middies were able to get that victory, continue their 11-0 streak, and move on to week two of the playoffs. John, looking back at tonight's game, the first half really looked like it could go either way, but the second half, the Midview Middies really came out and dominated and were able to get the victory. What did you see specifically that helped them achieve that?
Well, first of all, what a great way to start the playoffs. The Middies are exciting to watch. I mean, they have so much firepower on offense. Logan Bolin was electric tonight. He had two offensive touchdowns. He had a pick six for 55 yards. Dustin Crum does a phenomenal job at quarterback. They just have a bunch of all-state players all over the team. Mahoney had a great game. Redwood had a great game. Forer had a great game. Everyone really played an outstanding game. The offensive line did a good job opening holes, giving Crum a lot of time to throw the ball. Crum's special. He can move around a lot in the pocket, and he can get loose, and he can score touchdowns that way too. Credit the Bulldogs. They hung in there. It was 21-14 at half. They came out at the third quarter. They got a touchdown right off the bat. They stayed in this game for the most part, but at the end, the Middies just have too much firepower, and you saw that tonight, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the playoffs.
On the Middies' first drive, they took the ball 80 yards down the field with runs by Alec Forer and quarterback Dustin Crum. They were able to turn the drive into their first points of the game with a 23-yard touchdown pass to Alex Forer. Olmsted Falls was ready to answer back, however, as quarterback Aaron Zawoski threw a 44-yard touchdown pass to Dayton Davis. On their next drive, the Bulldogs running back Spencer Linville came out and ran 46 yards to the Middies' 19-yard line, giving his team another shot at the end zone. Three plays later, Linville scored on a 3-yard touchdown run, giving the Bulldogs the lead 14-7. The Middies tied it back up, however, with a 4-yard touchdown run by quarterback Dustin Crum. Then, with a minute left in the first half, they scored again with a 3-yard touchdown run by Alex Forer, regaining the lead to go into the half 21-14. The Bulldogs came out strong in the second half, scoring right away on their first possession with a 52-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Pushuk. But the Middies proved to be too much to handle, scoring on each of their possessions in the second half. Olmsted Falls tried to stay in the game, however, recovering an onside kick, but the Middies' Logan Bolin intercepted the ball, returning it 55 yards for a pick six, stopping the Bulldogs and increasing their lead 49-28 and making it our play like a Brown moment of the game. The Bulldogs never gave up and scored again in the fourth quarter with a 10-yard touchdown pass to Kevin Meehan, but it wasn't enough against the host of playmakers from the Midview Middies, whose scoring plays for the second half included an 11-yard touchdown pass to Logan Bolin, a 5-yard touchdown run to Damian Mahoney, a 10-yard touchdown pass to Dimitri Redwood, and capping off the night with a 13-yard rushing touchdown by Logan Bolin.
Feels great. Anytime you can win a playoff game, it's a great win. It was in front of our home fans and at our home facility, which we love to play at. Really proud of our kids, the way they played and responded to adversity tonight.
It's just like a whole new season. I mean, what we did in the past doesn't matter up to this point. We're very excited for what we've accomplished, but we know we've got a lot ahead of us.
Congrats again to the Midview Middies, and good luck with the rest of your playoff season. We'll be covering another game next week, so make sure you log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Mennelly. See you next week.